Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
The top stories from across the New York Tri-State from the WCBS 880 Newsroom. This is the All Local.
For a while last night, it looked like the NYPD was about to move in and move out those campus protesters in Columbia. But they're still talking, and there's an extension of a deadline that had been laid down by the school as of last night. Glenn Shuck is watching things this morning at the campus of Columbia uptown.
Last evening, Columbia's president sent out a letter saying the deadline was midnight to reach an agreement about starting the process of dismantling the tent encampment on the West Lawn. You know, about 3 a.m., an update, a spokesman for Columbia saying that deadline was actually extended by 48 hours. They went on to say that student protesters, though, must ensure that anyone not affiliated with Columbia has to pack up and leave. Now, when I arrived about 4 this morning by the front gate, there were about two dozen pro-Palestinian protesters claiming they were being assaulted. As police continue to guard the situation here, we're also being told the Speaker of the House, Johnson, is scheduled to be here today to hold a press conference on anti-Semitism. Glenn Shuck, WCBS, 880 News.
Remember when George Santos got expelled from Congress, he said he would run again in the first district in New York. Well, about that, let's go to Long Island Bureau Chief Sophia Hall. Soph.
And Wayne, the way George Santos decided to announce he was no longer running for Congress was on social media. He had planned to run as an independent and challenge current Republican Congressman Nick LaLota. But after his campaign raised no money, Santos wrote, "Although Nick and I do not have the same voting record, I do not want to split the ticket, and staying in this race all but guarantees a victory for the Dems." Santos also has a lot of federal fraud charges he is facing. He pleaded not guilty to those. LaLota did respond to all of this, saying Santos is taking a plea deal. Santos says LaLota is spreading misinformation. Santos was expelled from Congress late last year. Paul and Wayne.
Sophia Hall in Long Island this morning. A Long Island woman, Soph, is charged with DWI, vehicular manslaughter, leaving the scene after a fatal crash in Massapequa. Nassau County police say her car hit a car driven by a 64-year-old woman on Sunrise Highway, 645. She died. Another person in her car has non-life-threatening injuries. The victim not identified, but Rachel Lodis from Jericho allegedly ran from the scene and was arrested a short time later and is expected in court in Hempstead later today.
Mayor Adams is responding to opposition to the nominee for the city's top legal post. City council members are among those who want to block Randy Mastro from taking office as the corporation counsel. He's a former federal prosecutor in private practice with clients including the state of New Jersey in the fight against congestion pricing. He was part of Chevron's legal team when the oil company lawyered up against environmental charges. He repped Governor Chris Christie in the Bridgegate mess. Some see experience, others see conflict of interest. But the mayor is pressing ahead.
We cannot say everyone has a right to due process, and that it is important that they have their day to be represented. It's a slippery slope to go after attorneys for representing their clients.
People familiar with the matter tell The Times Mastro has notified his firm of his intention to depart for a new job with New York City.
A man is dead after a shooting yesterday in Brooklyn. The victim is so far unidentified, but he was a 26-year-old. He was shot around 4 p.m. Rogers Avenue in Crown Heights. He was taken to Kings County Hospital, where he was pronounced dead. Police are seeking a suspect described only as around 6 feet tall. The man last seen on Park Place wearing a gray shirt and black pants.
Now, time for WCBS 880 weather.
Light showers making their way across the lower Hudson Valley and most of the northern half of New Jersey now. Oh, I'd say the band is about 30 to 40 miles wide now. And there should be some raindrops already on the west side. And looks like cloudy with a shower or sprinkles in spots this morning. Then some sun and then another chance of a shower for later this afternoon. So several working parts to this day, but no major storms at all. High 64 to 68, 50s along the shore. Tonight clearing and colder, low 35 to 40, and a chilly one on Thursday with a high close to 60. Friday also near 60. A warm-up begins by late in the weekend. Showers now just entering Manhattan, 52 degrees, humidity 54%.
Stay informed. Stay connected. Subscribe to the WCBS 880 All Local at WCBS880.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.